It was probably the worst day of Harry's entire life. He, Ron, Fred, and George sat together in the corner of the Gryffindor common room, unable to say anything to each other. Percy wasn't there. He had gone to send an owl to Mr. and Mrs. Weasley, then shut himself up in his dormitory. No afternoon ever lasted as long as that one, nor had Gryffindor Tower ever been so crowded, yet so quiet. Near sunset, Fred and George went up to bed, unable to sit there any longer. "She knew something, Harry," said Ron, speaking for the first time since they had entered the wardrobe in the staff room. "That's why she was taken. It wasn't some stupid thing about Percy at all. She'd found out something about the Chamber of Secrets. That must be why she was..." Ron rubbed his eyes frantically. "I mean, she was a pure blood. There can't be any other reason." Harry could see the sun sinking blood-red below the skyline. This was the worst he had ever felt. If only there was something they could do, anything. "Harry," said Ron, "do you think there's any chance at all she's not, you know..." Harry didn't know what to say. He couldn't see how Ginny could still be alive. "Do you know what?" said Ron. "I think we should go and see Lockhart. Tell him what we know. He's going to try and get into the chamber. We can tell him where we think it is and tell him it's a basilisk in there." Because Harry couldn't think of anything else to do, and because he wanted to be doing something, he agreed. The Gryffindors around them were so miserable and felt so sorry for the Weasleys that nobody tried to stop them as they got up, crossed the room, and left through the portrait hole.